In the West, there aren't a lot of black women geologists who specialize in uranium deposits in groundwater. As we hear in the next installment of our series, Daughters of Hanford, Zelma Mayne Jackson landed far from her home state of South Carolina, but drilled into life in the West. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
Zelma Mayne Jackson cut off all her hair at age 14.
And I came home one day and my mother was furious. It was furious. It was still the days of women went to had stockings on and heels and wore gloves to church and big hats and hair, you know, pressed and all that. And here she was with her bald-headed child.
Mayne Jackson's independent spirit later carried her into science and the great wide West and Hanford. In her early career, she specialized in finding uranium for mining. She had to map the subsurface through core samples. That meant she spent a lot of time on drill rigs with drilling guys. In the early 80s, that work brought her to Hanford. Sometimes as the lone black woman on these teams, she was targeted for hazing or dangerous pranks. When guys would get in trouble for it, they isolated her, called her the N-word. This was her life, living and working in remote areas on dangerous jobs with guys who at best would not talk to her. And some of them knew about her before she even got to their site. One of those guys was
Buck. And Buck was from Montana. Big, stocking, almost 7 foot, huge, 300-pound guy, big guy. And his helper was Neil.
Neil was a smaller, older man from Wallace, Idaho.
I mean, Buck had a very strong, heavy voice. And Neil had a real squeaky, female-type voice. He was this old guy, and he chewed tobacco.
And in the early 80s, the three of them worked together at Hanford. On the nuclear site, she was studying the flow of groundwater toward the site for a possible deep storage repository for high-level radioactive waste. Guys like Buck and Neil would drill out core samples, and she would analyze them. One summer, something on the drill rig went really wrong.
We were drilling, and we hit a pocket of a vacuum, and that was like 60 feet of pipe, and the rig was shaking. It was going to blow, just like it was all going to blow out.
Mayne Jackson says about 30 feet of pipe came springing out of the hole. Buck held the rest of the drill pipes together underground by keeping his hands on the shifter and pressing down with all his weight.
Holding it mean that those pipes didn't hit me and Neil, which would have killed us instantly.
Buck leaned on the shifter until the water gushed out and the pressure equalized.
That was like, oh my God.
They were safe. She says it changed them.
After that incident, Neil and Buck made sure to tell all the drillers and all the tool push everyone at work that if she's going to be an N girl, she's our N girl. And no one else will ever call her an N girl again. We were bonded forever.
And that bond gave her cred on the worksite that helped her on every drill rig at Hanford and beyond. She was a seasoned pro. Mayne Jackson loves drilling core samples because she says it's like reading a long closed book.
I'm touching the earth when it first comes back into this world again. It's hundreds and thousands of million years. It's in my hand.
Mayne Jackson says she's nearing her retirement now, but she's hoping there might be some up-and-coming young geoscientist, black, with a spirit of adventure, to replace her here in the West. I'm Anna King, outside of Mattawa, Washington.